constant struggle. They say that freedom is a constant struggle. They say that freedom is a constant struggle. Oh Lord, we've been struggling so
Harris, along with Reggie Harris, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHJ Grove City, WCUC Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio. O'Brien and his wife, Jan Fabricius, from the album Paper Flowers. Black Top Ragmop, which he rhymed with laptop, if you were listening carefully. Who knew?
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including the June Summer Guide, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for our Brigade Charade. This is just like charades, except we use language, since to the best of my knowledge, you can't see me. I know I can't see you. So we're looking for a three-syllable word. Yes, a three-syllable word. It's a four-syllable clue. I got scared for a minute. The clue is relationship. Relationship. But the answer is three syllables. Syllable one, unit of butter. Unit of butter. Syllable two, rotate. Rotate. Syllable three, often paired with void. Often paired with void. Can you put those three syllables together and sound out the word we're looking for that answers the clue relationship?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck again. The clue is relationship. We're looking for a three-syllable word. The clues for the syllables are unit of butter, rotate, and often paired with void. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234.
She's a 20-something graduate of Brown. He's a 20-something graduate of Princeton. Waiting on the crowded train platform for the Acela. She's a lonely girl. He's a lonely fella. They don't know it, but they're going to the same place. A wedding tomorrow on the vineyard in Edgartown. They don't know it, but later today they both have reservations on the same Boston limousine that will take them down to the ferry, but that's not very important yet. The Acela's here, they scramble for a seat. She's a friend of the bride, he's a friend of the groom. And as fate would have it, cute is how they meet. Yes, now the two are traveling in tandem. The boy from Princeton and the girl from Brown. They both giggle nervously as they say hello. But then the conductor yells, keep your voices down. This is the quiet car, no talking, no phone calls. Conversation in this car is not allowed. Train is sold out. There are no empty seats. This is the quiet car, so don't you dare talk loud. The girl from Brown whips out her cell phone. The boy from Princeton types his number in. She sends him a text. Hi, my name is Joy. He writes, my name is Joe. I am from Berlin. She writes back, I was born in Paris. I have dual citizenship. He writes back, so do I. She majored in German, he majored in French. Their spirits are lifting as the towns float by. They discover they're both heading for a wedding, the exact same one in Edgartown. They both could have brought a plus one, but they both had a feeling their plus one would bring them down. And they wanted to be free so they could mingle, 'cause both wanted to meet somebody new. Joe looked at Joy, Joy looked at Joe, thinking, could that special someone be you? They both love basketball and theater. They both love dogs and both are allergic to cats. They both love to ski and play Scrabble. They both love to wear goofy hats. They both love the Yankees and the Giants. They both love Manhattan best in the fall. They both have a passion for Noah Baumbach films. favorite foods. They both love pumpkin pie most of all, though she prefers hers with whipped cream. They zoom past New Haven and New London, near Providence, Joy reminisced about the time she worked the state for Hillary. He wrote, "Oh, are you a feminist?" She wrote, "Yes, and a Democrat. And you are?" He hesitated, then said, "Let's not go there." He tried to change the subject to something else. Said, "Oh, look at all the pretty clouds up in the air. Uh-oh. Did you vote for him?" She wrote in all caps. He wrote back, "Do you really have to know?" She wrote back, "Yes, it's important." Though she was thinking, "Oh, say it isn't so." He wrote, "Yes, I voted for him, and I'm happy that he's shaking things up in Washington. I'm working on his reelection campaign. There's so much more to do. He is not done." As the train continued on toward Boston, Joy put her cell phone away. Joe put on his headphones to listen to Sean Hannity prevaricate all day. In Boston, they grabbed their bags and parted, only to meet up again at that limousine. In silence, they rode to the ferry at the hotel. Joy was room 20. Joe was room 19. It was the worst wedding either had attended, and both had been to more than one disaster. They both wished there was a fast forward button to get them through this awful weekend faster. On Sunday night they boarded the same ferry, made a wish upon the same shooting star. They rode the train back to New York City, enduring silence in the quiet car. Oh, I'm kidding. He's not a Republican. He's a Buddhist. And guess what? She is too. And they're both vegans. And they're both in the Cloud Appreciation Society. And talking like sesquipedalians is something else they love to do. They both adore the movie Coco and have seen it so many times, and every time they cry, the next time they watch it, Joe will pop the question. Joy will make such a lovely bride. So all you single people who can hear me, next time a wedding invitation comes your way, don't take a plus one unless you must. You don't know what Cupid has in store for you that day. And if you must travel to that wedding, the quiet car might be the perfect place for you to strike up a silent conversation. Have yourself a charger handy. Have your cell phone charger handy. Have your cell phone charger handy, just in case.
Freight train
began Bradley with Freight Train. And you heard Christine Lapham with The Quiet Car. Is there any question who the arranger in the studio is for this? Genius of Brian Wilson, who passed away this week, as I suspect you knew, it was Wednesday. Nine days before what would have been his 83rd birthday. From an album called Brian Wilson Reimagines Gershwin. You are an artist or a musician or a writer, or frankly, just as a human being, there are sometimes things you imagine, whether it be that you see in your mind's eye or that you hear in your head or that you wish you could make just so. And the journey from that in your brain to, in his case, Brian's, make it audible to the world can be quite a journey. And his ability to do that and to create these sounds for us to hear is an amazing blessing. And I'm glad we were able to mention him. We also lost Sly Stone this week. And I was thinking back, we played Sly and the Family Stone on the very first Saturday Light Brigade. I know we did. It's one of those moments I remember quite well. Back in 1978. Tom has been on hold for a bit. Tom, I apologize. You got the answer a little quickly. And thank you for your patience. You solved our brigade charade today.
Yeah, you mentioned Brian Wilson. I had a question.
Sure.
You know, okay, so he played surfing music, all right?
Well, he wrote a lot of songs to capture that sound, yeah.
Right. So sometimes the Pittsburgh Symphony will take a song by Brian Wilson and rearrange it so that the symphony can play it.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it with other, you know, rock and roll type music. And I always wonder, is once they rearrange it, is their rearrangement considered classical music, or is it still surfing or rock and roll music?
It's a good question. I mean, it's contemporary music, I guess, because it's based on a composition he would have written probably in the 60s. But his music is considered classic, so I don't know the answer to that. It's probably a derivative work, to be sure.
I always just wondered about that, you know. And
here is a question.
Classical. I mean, you can create classical music today. You know, brand new classical music.
Yeah,
that we think of as classical music.
So. Yeah, new music, as it's sometimes called. Here's a question akin to the one you just asked. There are many tribute bands going out and about these days, bands that will note for note recreate the music of Blood, Sweat, and Tears, or Three Dog Night, or Chicago, or the Beach Boys. I'm sure there might be such a band. And generally speaking, I've not been a fan of those kinds of bands, although I know a lot of people who are. Different strokes for different folks. But it occurred to me, if we are playing music from the scores of Beethoven and Mozart long after their death, is it really not such a bad thing to be playing music from the scores left by those classic rock bands, so they can be reproduced by instruments? It seems like it's different, but in some ways it seems like it's quite the same, too.
Well, you mentioned the Beach Boys. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Cumberland Woods, but it's a senior citizens residence here in Pittsburgh, in McCandless.
Oh, I know Cumberland Street, yeah, or Avenue.
Cumberland Road, yeah.
Road. And, they have
concerts, and in a few weeks, I can't remember the exact date, they're going to have the Beach Boy tribute band.
Interesting. That should be fun. It brings up
another question I wondered about. Do they have to get permission from the band? Like, in other words, I want to be Beach Boy tribute band. Do I have to get permission from the Beach Boys in order to do that? Or can I just go ahead and do it?
I know a little bit about that. A band certainly can get the venue can get the rights, the performance rights for copyrighted compositions. But if you're going to use the band name, or something akin to the band name, I think you would need to have some kind of permission or rights, or you would be putting yourself out there. There are people that specialize in these things, and I'm not one of them.
But they're probably called intellectual
intellectual property.
Intellectual property.
Yeah,
but because I would think the band would want to, the real band would want to have a certain quality of I won't call it the fake band, but you could call yourself Chicago and really sound bad, and that would be embarrassing to them.
Yeah, you would have to call yourself like not Chicago or something like that. I am quite sure there's people that specialize in these things. Are you thinking of like coming up with a musical act? You've got your mind on a lot of these things here, whether it be new.
Well, no, I don't. The only instrument I know how to play is probably maybe the microscope or something.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you also know how to play the Brigade charade. So we gave you these clues. Relationship, the overall clue, and then unit of butter is
right.
What?
Well, I thought a tablespoon, because that's when you look at a recipe, they always say 3 tablespoons of butter, but it's pat.
Pat, yeah. I thought of stick, actually. This puzzle... we wrote quite some time ago, and I was having trouble solving it. Okay, then rotate is what?
Turn.
Turn. So we have pat and turn. and then often partnered with a void?
Well, I once I got to two, verse 2, I said paternal, and I wouldn't have got it if I just based it on the last clue, because I didn't think of nil.
And that is...
Oh, I should say.
That is the fun of the brigade charade. Sometimes it gets solved that way, but null is what we had in mind, so it's paternal, or a relationship of a father and child is paternal. So, well done. Well done.
Do you think they still put little pats of butter on those little white pieces of cardboard?
But last time, they wrap them in foil these days,
right.
Or very wasteful to put all these pats of butter on pieces of cardboard. And I can't imagine the person whose job it was to do that.
Yeah, but at least the cardboard, in a sense, is recyclable. And the other alternative is that little plastic with the foil.
Yeah.
Which really doesn't deteriorate, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Your mind is quite active this morning.
that also made me think of, you know, you go get a cup of coffee, and have you ever gone to a place where they give you this plastic holder?
Yes.
And then they have a cone that they put inside, and they pour the coffee.
Right, yeah, I've been to those. And you're wondering what happens when they run out of the cones. You're left with this empty cup.
Maybe you bring your own cone. You know, like you get one of those funnels and you just stick something in it to plug it up and, you know.
I could see that. I do remember having cups like that. I don't see them as much anymore, though. I don't think they're quite as popular. Now, I think in the travel mug era that we live
right.
in, we mostly see travel mugs. We could get onto the topic of why travel mugs don't seem to last more maybe than a year. You either lose it or the seal breaks, but that's another topic.
I was going to say it's mainly because people forget them.
Yes, that's a big that's a big reason. Well, Tom, a charge to
okay.
you. Thank you. Bye. Ed, did you come up with the correct answer? I know a lot of other brigadiers did too. And let me check. Oh, Jim in Crafton Heights just requested Dan Hicks and Song for My Father. And Jim, we played that about an hour ago. My apologies. Russ, thanks for the note on the Brian Wilson song. Susie, thank you for the note on the Christine Lavin song this morning. And good morning to Robert, our director of operations, who is at the Yogi Bear Campground. Robert, dedicated, happened to tune in while on vacation in Mill Run. Glad everything sounds good from where you are. Good morning to Kara in Brookline. And John, who is in Ross Township. John and Carrick knew paternal. So did John in Economy Borough. The aforementioned Larry in Elwood City got it. So did Richard on the north side. Christopher in Monroeville. Sharon, listening along with Russ in King, North Carolina. Jim in Crafton Heights. I mentioned Kara in Brookline got it. So did Tommy in Virginia. All coming up with Paternal. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger. And this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.
I have a friend in Hollywood. I think I do. I'm not so sure. His name is Harry Ruby. And he wrote a lot of songs that I've sung over the years. Today, Father is Father's Day, and we're giving you a tie. It's not much, you know, it is just our way of showing you we think you're a regular guy. You say that it was nice of us to bother, but it really was a pleasure to fuss. For according to our mother, you're our father. That's good enough for us. Yes, that's good enough for us.
Groucho Marx at the Saturday Light Brigade. I believe that's Marvin Hamlisch playing piano. It is. I just verified that. Happy Father's Day weekend if you're celebrating for one reason or another. Thank you for being with us this morning. I think I've acknowledged everybody. We've been getting a lot of calls and messages, which is great. That's why we are here. And you know, it might be your style to relax, listen, solve our puzzles on your own, listen to the music, smile as you hear it, or think about it as you hear it. Without reaching out to us, that's fine. We simply are happy that you're here. Grateful is a better word for it, that you're here. Thank you for being here. That said, if you ever want to call, text, say hello, you are quite welcome to for the first time, or maybe it's the 100th time. Again, we're grateful for your company.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or mjbergerfoundation.org.
Coming up, music from Cozy Sheridan for Father's Day weekend. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for this morning's history, or this morning's high clue. That's what it's time for. I turned myself back an hour, and it's not even fall. It's time for this morning's high clue. And do you know how our high clue works? We're going to give you our high clue, 17 syllables, and it will lead to one answer for you to come up with. Are you ready? I am, yes, you are too. Spencer played the dad, Elizabeth the daughter, in this funny film. Spencer played the dad, Elizabeth the daughter, in this funny film. Do you think you might know the answer?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
All right, we're gonna conjure up my musical mentor, my grandfather, I'd like you to imagine right now that seated at the piano is a man in a gray suit with a red tie. He's in his mid-70s, and he's playing 76 trombones lead the big parade. And his grandchildren are marching around the room. It's Thanksgiving. When my grandmother leaves the room, he sings you dirty verses to songs he learned in college. And the only one I remember is the following. Get out your old rubber bustle and get out and hustle, 'cause the rent is coming due. While you're out there making money, I'll be waiting for you, honey. If you can't get five, take two. My grandfather used to play 76 trombones, and Miss Otis regrets, on a piano, on a flatbed truck, all the way down Main Street, with the color guard and the vets. My grandmother saved the picture they ran in the paper, George and his ivories in the lead. 76 trombones lead the big parade, George and his 88 keys. And Miss Otis regrets that George will be unable to lunch today. He's down the hall in his room with some childhood tune that will not get out of his way. There's a bird on the windowsill, or is that his old backyard? And the sparrow that once sat on his palm. 76 trombones lead the big parade, and George's head, now they all play different songs. And he wore a sweet yellow tulip, and she wore a big red rose. George wears what the nurse dresses him in. Now he can't understand his clothes. My grandmother comes to help him eat his lunch every day, and sits with him through the long afternoon. 76 trombones lead the big parade, and love does not forget its tune. Abide with me. In the gathering dark, we'll play a song in F sharp, 'cause George taught himself on just the black keys. We'll play it by ear to call heaven near, where not one note has to sound alone. And 76 trombones lead the big parade, George, all the way home.
Somebody sang Irving, Irving. Okay, so I'm here to please you. I will comply. All right, so I want to do a song that my dad wrote. And thank you. My dad has written many songs, but he's not a songwriter professionally. He is a mathematician, like I said before. Any mathematicians here? Wow, not one, or no one's admitting to it. Okay, so math is like his first love, but music is his second, and he's a really wonderful musician.
And he's been writing songs for fun since he was around 20, and he turned 83 this year. And I would like to invite him up here to play a song with me. Please welcome my dad. Whose name is Irving, by the way. Oh my God, okay.
Well, let me join you in congratulating Frank and Salvage for having this nice piano.
He's happy. Last night he played a little electric keyboard. He was not happy. I think it's fair to say that all of the songs my dad has written are weird, but the weirdest are the math songs. And I'm gonna give you a little example. You got a key? The thing is, among many other things, he's got perfect pitch, so I could just, you know, like go, la, and he'll just know what that is, which is unbelievable, whatever that was. Okay, so this is a song he wrote to the tune of That's Entertainment. We're just gonna do a little bit of it. Little goes a long way, you'll see what I mean. he laughed, wow. Okay. The fun. When two parallels meet, or a group with an action discrete, or the thrill when some decimals repeat. That's mathematics. It gets weirder. Sporadic groups are the ultimate bricks. Finding them took some devilish tricks. Now we know there are just 26. That's mathematics. I mean, what the hell is he talking about? And I know he has sung that. He has sung that at math conferences, you know, and they all get it. They're all laughing.
Lucy, that's Lucy Kaplansky from the album Kaplansky Sings Kaplansky. And that song about George's 88 keys was also by Lucy. She, looking through her family tree, through a range of memories, happy, fleeting, bittersweet, just as all of us might be for Father's Day. We're in the midst of solving our haiku, and my thanks to Greg for holding on this morning. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Larry. Always a pleasure.
You bet. It's good to hear from you as well, and you were able to come up with our haiku, and let me repeat it. Spencer played the dad, Elizabeth the daughter, in this funny film. And what did you come up with?
Well, Spencer Tracy and Elizabeth Taylor starring in Father of the Bride.
You got it. From 1950.
I haven't seen that movie in a long, long time, but I remember Spencer and Elizabeth.
A great movie, and I think it was one of the last films that Spencer Tracy made, if my memory's right.
It might have been.
And I'll tell you a story that I've probably shared on the air before is Ricky and I drove from Pittsburgh to the Philadelphia area, and it was one of those drives that we should have planned better. I think we were on the air here. We didn't leave until about 5 p.m. We did not exactly go very quickly, and we arrived at the hotel like at 11:05 and hadn't eaten, and there was absolutely nowhere to get anything to eat. And you know, a lot of times they call it hangry, the combination of hungry and angry. Neither of us were in a very good mood. And I had the good idea of going to the place where they serve beverages and asking if they had peanuts or potato chips or something. And I think my efforts were somewhat appreciated, but maybe not. I think Ricky was thinking, why didn't we stop along the way? Well, anyway, we turned on the TV in the room and Father of the Bride was playing. And we had never, seen the movie. And it just made us laugh so hard. I always think of that time when we saw it. It is a hysterical movie. The remake is good, too. But the original Spencer Tracy one is just just wonderful to watch.
I never saw the... Who was in the remake? I never saw the remake.
The remake, let me think. It was Steve Martin... I should know the cast offhand. Steve Martin played the Spencer Tracy role. And, I can picture there's a woman who has blonde hair and it's, I should know this. I'm looking for it here as we talk. Ricky's checking.
Yeah, you mentioned Steve Martin. I may have actually seen that movie after all. And I can't think of the woman, though, either.
It's, was it? It's not Shelley Long. Ricky, did you find it? Ricky just is in the process of sending it to me. Oh, Diane Keaton. It's Diane Keaton
who's
in that movie as well. It, you know, I was prepared to not like it. I like Steve Martin, but I was prepared to not like it because I'm thinking, how can you remake it? How can you, you know, improve on it? But they updated it a bit, but it's still very, very funny. So it's, you know, Diane Keaton, few other well-known names. I thought I had this out because I thought it was going to come up. You can hear me typing away now. Kimberly Williams. Oh, Kieran Culkin is also in it. And Kimberly Williams, Diane Keaton, and Kieran Culkin. And that they actually had a sequel to that, Father of the Bride 2. And Baby Boom and Father of the Bride Part 2, I mentioned, and even a Part 3 to it as well. So that one was a big hit for everybody.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, Martin Short plays the wedding planner, and that would be amazing in that role. The wedding planner is one of the comic characters altogether. Well, thank you
those
for
two
being
are
with
always
us.
Good together.
Oh. Yeah, they, those
Steve
two.
Martin and Martin Short.
Yeah, the two Martins. You can tell they like being with one another, too. Well, thank you for being with us. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. And we appreciate your being
welcome,
here.
Larry.
Take care. That's Greg in McKeesport. And let's thank some other folks who got the correct answer. Tommy, thank you for your notes this morning. We're with you, brother. And Russ, yes, Father of the Bride is who we were looking for. Rob in, interesting. Rob says that the groom... is from Freeport, Pennsylvania. The groom in the movie, Don Taylor. I'll get some more information on that in just a moment. Mike and Mars knew we were looking for Father of the Bride, as did John in Economy Borough, Marge in Whitehall, Tom in McCandless, Bruce in Ingram, Tommy in North Chesterfield mentioning back in 1950, Joan Bennett was the wife of Spencer Tracy. Rich also mentioned the Father of the Bride, Susie in Alexandria, knew it, John in Carrick, Jim in Crafton Heights, all knowing Father of the Bride. Well done, a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. Here's Oscar Brown Jr.
Daddy, what that there? And why that under there? And oh, daddy, oh, hey, daddy, hey, look it over there. Hey, what they doing there? And where they going there? And daddy, can I have that big elephant over there? Hey, who that in my chair? And what she doing there? And oh, daddy, oh, hey, daddy, can I go over there? Hey, daddy, what's a square? And where do we get air? And daddy, can I have that big elephant over there? My quizzical kid, man, he doesn't want anything here. He's forever demanding to know who, what, and why, and where. Inquisitive child, and sometimes the questions get wild. Like, daddy, can I have that big elephant over there? Don't wanna comb my hair, and wear my teddy bear, and oh daddy, oh hey, look at the cowboy coming there. Hey, can I have a pair of boots like that to wear? And daddy, can I have that big elephant over there?
The time will march, the years will go. Little fella's gonna grow. I gotta tell him what he needs to know. Help him along so he'll know right from wrong. Gotta make him strong. As life's parade goes trudging by, he'll need to know some reasons why. I don't have all the answers, but I'll try best that I can. Gonna help him to plan so he'll be a man. You give a kid your best, and you hope he'll pass the test when you finally send him out into the world somewhere. But though he's grown, I'm betting I never will forget. And daddy, can I have a big elephant over there? Hey, what they doing there? And how you work that there? And oh, daddy, oh, hey, daddy, hey, what that say up there? Hey, daddy, what is fair? How come I got a share? And daddy, can I have a big elephant over there?
And I can see it so clear, that very first time I had a game with my dad, I was 8, maybe 9. We all rose to our feet before the ball game could start. We took off our caps, we put our hands to our hearts. It was more than a banner, it was more than a song. I sang because I believed, I sang because I belonged, I sang for all those who dreamed, for all those who dared, who looked to the heights, and our flag was still there. See it passing on cars, I see it passing for war, I see it passing for patriotism. We've all seen that before. I've seen it used as a weapon to brand some as wrong. No one has the right, I'll stand up and fight to say I belong. And our flag is still there for all the saints and the sinners. Yes, our flag is still there for all the losers and winners, for those of us who still dream, those who still dare, for all the scorned and forgotten, our flag is still there. From Lawrence to Lexington, from Concord to Kent, in Seattle and Selma, we are born of descent. And on this native ground, blessed by immigrant blood, in that river of freedom, we're all washed in the flood. And our flag is still there for all the saints and the sinners. Yes, our flag is still there for all the losers and winners, for those of us who still dream, those who still dare, for the outcast and forgotten, our flag is still there. Still there, though we might disagree. If you are brave in the land of the free, we have weathered so much, we have traveled so far. We are woven together, we are spangled with stars. So as we take off our caps, and as we all rise, put our hands to our hearts, as we lift up our eyes, we begin with a question. We ask, oh, say, can you see? Stand and be strong, believe and belong, be brave and be free. And our flag is still there for all the saints and the sinners. Yes, our flag is still there for all the losers and winners, for those who still dream, those who still dare, for all the scorned and forgotten, our flag is still there.
John McCutcheon, from 2006. Our flag was still there. Rich in Freeport noted that Don Taylor, who is from Freeport, played the son in the 1950 Father of the Bride film, which is absolutely amazing. To think about. And Taylor Fleming, who is a news correspondent and writer, does commentary on the film. And you can learn when you watch the film, if you look at the credits or if you listen to the commentary, more about Don Taylor. A request for Ann Feeney coming up in a moment or two, plus a salute to the month of June, and a few more folks I wanted to acknowledge. Also identifying Father of the Bride is Jess playing along on Facebook, and Susan, or the other Susan, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend